Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of February 19th, 2024. Thanks to a change in certification requirements for the community eligibility provision of the National School Lunch and School Breakfast Program, all HSD students will now be able to receive school breakfast and lunch at no cost as of Friday, March 1st. Adult meals will still be available for purchase, $3.25 for breakfast and $4.75 for lunch. Previously, under the CEP program, approximately one-third of HSD schools were eligible for free meals. However, the certification HSD reached just prior to winter break will allow a mid-year certification of all schools that will remain in place through the 2026-27 school year. Please note that each meal comes with milk. If your child only wants milk and not a meal or would like an additional milk, those may be purchased for 75 cents. Payments can be made by cash or check to the school or online at linkconnect.com. There will also be some a la carte options for purchase at our comprehensive high schools. Please also note that any outstanding balances accrued prior to March 1st, 2024 are still owed. Information about negative balances will be mailed directly to families on March 20th, 2024. Families who have positive balances in their meal accounts will receive a letter in late March as well, asking if they would like to keep the balance in their account, transfer the balance to another student account in HSD, request a refund, or donate the funds to the nonprofit food services account to offset student accounts with negative balances. For more information and answers to frequently asked questions, please see our Nutrition Services webpage. We are excited about this change and the opportunity it provides to ensure all of our students have access to nutritious food during the school day. Hey, HSD students, do you and your friends have a garage band that gets together to play covers of popular songs? Or maybe you even create some original material? If so, we want you to perform in our first ever Battle of the Bands at the Proud to Be HSD Festival on Saturday, May 11th in downtown Hillsborough. The festival runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we will determine the schedule for Battle of the Bands once we know how many entries we have. Let us know your interest by emailing communications@hsd.k12.or.us. The next meeting of the Native American and Alaska Native Parent Advisory Committee takes place on Wednesday, February 21st, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in Room 218C at the Administration Center. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. The Native Powwow Drum Class is 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Learning Lab. Immunization Exclusion Day is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Students who do not have all required vaccinations or a medical or non-medical exemption on file by that date will be excluded from school. Our school-based health center at Century High School will be prioritizing vaccination appointments the week of February 19th. Call 503-597-4580 to make an appointment, and please bring the student's immunization record. Join us for an evening of guest speakers and student performances at our Black History Month celebration from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, February 22nd at South Meadows Middle School. Dr. Charlene Williams, the first Black woman in Oregon's history to be appointed to the role of director of the Oregon Department of Education, will provide the keynote speech. Food and crafts from local Black-owned businesses and student vendors will be available for purchase. All are welcome. Are you a passionate, licensed bilingual educator who is curious about opportunities in our thriving dual language program? If so, please join us for an information session from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February 28th at the District Administration Center. Don't miss this chance to explore exciting possibilities, share experiences, and be part of a community committed to fostering linguistic and cultural diversity in education. Please RSVP to secure your spot and let us know you're coming. The Hillsborough Schools Foundation will be awarding grants of up to $7,500 to fund innovative educational projects during the 2024-25 school year. HSF supports projects that put the tools of exploration, imagination, and self-expression directly into students' hands, providing them with opportunities they would not otherwise have under normal school funding. One-page abstracts are due by Thursday, February 22nd. Oregon's March Economic and Revenue Forecast, released on Thursday, February 8th, showed another surge in projected general fund and lottery resources for the 2023-25 biennium. This bodes well for a potential short session allocation of $50 million for K-12 statewide summer learning programs in 2024. Learn more on the Budget Matters page of our website. HSD Early College is excited to begin the recruitment process for Cohort 5 this winter. The application opens on March 1st and will close on May 1st. Interested students should plan to attend one of the upcoming information sessions, which is a required part of the application. Liberty High School's Strategy Games Club is pleased to announce the 2024 Liberty FalCon Comics and Gaming Convention, taking place from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, March 1st in the Liberty Commons. This annual event features a cosplay competition, board game library, and guest panelists in the gaming industry. All HSC students, staff, and families are welcome to attend. The cost is $4 per person or $10 per family, or you can donate a game to the club and get in free. Join Hillsborough Public Libraries for Hillsborough Reads 2024, taking place March 11th to 25th, and featuring books selected by the community for different age brackets. And consider participating in the Hillsborough Reads 2024 Art Contest. Submissions depicting the theme, What Does Community Mean to You?, are due by Sunday, March 3rd. Learn more on the city's website. Washington County is conducting a transit study and invites you to help shape the future of public transportation by participating in their virtual open house and survey by Friday, March 1st. Meanwhile, the City of Hillsborough is developing a transportation safety action plan to improve safety on our streets. Please participate in one of their virtual or in-person open house events by March 15th and map your safety concerns at engage.hillsborough-oregon.gov. That's all for the week of February 19th, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.